Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What up? Wow, you did elbows. Excuse and everything.
Me. I didn't do my elbow.
It sounded like an elbow.
That's an elbow.
That's an elbow. What's up, man. Y'all? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things.
Love, life, and laughter.
That's the point of it all.
The point of it all.
Because if you don't have loving,
nothing else really matters. Highs and them lows.
Yes. Joy to the brings.
What is going on, shawties? If yes. You don't even know what we singing, then where have you been?
Where?
You have not been watching Gay Bang TV. What is going on?
Where?
It's Vlogmas.
Where?
What? You are a silly fool.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you guys know where Vlogmas is?
Yes.
If you do not, it is when YouTubers like ourselves vlog every single day from December 1 to December 25th, Christmas. I don't know if it ends on Christmas Eve or if it ends on Christmas. Last year was the first year we did Vlogmas,
and we just did it.
We just did 31 videos in December. We did it all month.
Because we take a break.
Yeah, because January we typically take a break. And so we just was like, let's just keep it going and give you 31 videos. I don't know if folks are going to get 31 videos this year or if they're just going to get 25. But we're going to see.
We'll see.
You'll at least get 27. Because that last week we may go back to like Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Instead of every day.
And then you'll get four
after.
From this. So you'll get 31. You get four podcasts. That'll be 31
You'll
videos.
Definitely get four podcasts. Oh, we're bringing the Breakfast Lives back. If you guys are, you know, fans of the Breakfast Lives, they're coming back starting Saturday.
So excited.
Babe, I need you to be a little bit more enthusiastic about this business of ours, okay?
Okay.
I need you to get
I'm
your
so
life together.
Excited. I can't wait. Man, I'm just excited.
This is what we do, okay? We create for our peeps to consume, okay? So, yeah.
So
and we've got some giveaways coming up.
Yes.
So, all of this to say, if you're not subscribed to us on our vlog channel at Gay Babe TV, shameless plug, but not shameless at all, because, I mean, if I don't tell you, who else gonna tell you?
That's right.
Go check it out. Go subscribe and stay tuned.
Good stuff coming in the month of December.
Yes, yes. Just like our time to thank you guys for rocking with us all these years, but specifically this year, because, you know, content has looked a little different this year. Like,
yeah.
We haven't been traveling like we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so
yeah.
It's just been a lot of home stuff. And
home
you guys
stuff.
Have stuck around, so we really appreciate it.
And we would have rather it been just home stuff, boring home stuff, but somehow some other crazy
stuff
got sprinkled in there that we would have rather not had. But, you know, hey, that
mm-hmm.
is what it is. That's life.
It is what it is.
So
we're
excited about going into 2021 with just a
life. I was trying to give you like background. I felt like I was too loud.
You were.
Turn the volume down a little bit.
Turn the volume down. Turn her down real quick while she's singing. But yeah, so we're excited about this month getting into 2021. We did find out today that Lil Man will be virtual.
He will be.
He's been virtual now, but they were going to decide this week if they were going to stay virtual or not, and they did decide. They voted to stay virtual until the middle of January.
Yep.
So he will at least be home all the rest of this month through the first couple weeks of school
in January.
And we'll see from there. So,
It's crazy out in these streets.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, let's cue the music.
Yeah, we'll cue the music.
Hey, he wasn't ready.
Hey.
Did our doorbell ring?
I feel like our doorbell
in the
rang.
Middle of that.
I'm going to check real
I think
quick.
It did. That was our doorbell.
It was our doorbell. We had some packages.
Packages on packages on packages. But oh, yeah. You guys, how was your Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Hopefully it was well. I enjoyed reading the comments and hearing about what you guys were thankful for. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you enjoyed it and had a good weekend. And
yeah, hopefully you made the best of it. Yeah. There was lots of good sports on. So for you sports fans out there, lots of good sports on. Alabama rolled over all over Auburn. It was just a nice butt whooping. It was really nice.
Oh, you know, don't they play? Is it LSU this weekend?
LSU this weekend.
What time is that? Is that a late game?
I think it's going to be a night game.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'll make sure. I think that they put it as a late game. Yeah,
oh,
but
late game.
I mean, but it's going to be we're going to wax them. It's going to be a blowout. But
look at that.
But yeah, so
what else has been going on?
Yeah.
Oh, our basement is coming along.
Yes, like as
I
in
feel
the,
like we've told you this
yeah.
that we're like finishing off.
The workout
a
area.
A fourth of the basement. So half of the basement is finished. And we're finishing off another fourth of the basement to our like workout space. So.
And it's getting painted today.
Yeah.
So meaning that's the construction piece is done.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
And then he's going to just, after he finishes painting, he's going to put up our new workout rack that we have. So that's going to be dope. Like it's a really cool. I'm excited to use that and show you guys that.
Yep.
And then he's going to put up a pull-up bar. And then, I mean, that's it. And then
mirrors. Will they come back and do that? Did you figure that out?
Yeah, I've talked to our contractor. So they should come back and hang those when we get those mid-December. Yeah. And then
we just need to buy the TV.
Yeah,
we
just need to buy
the
TV
for the...
We got the Apple TV already, so we need to buy the TV.
I'm so excited to get back in there and
complete.
Work out.
I know. I'm just...
Man, I'm so... Like, my workouts have been... quite non-existent for the past like week and a half.
Yeah.
It's just been a busy time, plus I just haven't done anything, and then I finally worked out yesterday downstairs. So
use them booty bands of yours.
I did use my bands. Thank you. Shout out to everybody who's listening. If you purchased a Gabe Fix Fitness booty band or a recipe pack, I appreciate you.
We appreciate y'all.
Thank you so much. I still have some left, so I get messages of people who are like, "Can I still buy it?" You can still buy them until they are gone.
And we will take the link out of all of the description boxes when they're sold
when
out.
When they're gone.
And I'm sure that the site will probably be updated to say that they're sold out as well. So
but if you want them gone for, January, you're going to be trying to get your life right. Might as well get your equipment now, get your supplies before the gym closed down again. So,
If you would have seen her sweat, she was working. They were working.
It was. Each set comes with a follow-along video workout that you can do anywhere, and you'll see I got a great little burn doing that workout. So,
exactly. So
that's all I'm going to say about that. What else has been going on? I feel like that's it.
That's really, I mean.
We finally finished How to Get Away with Murder.
We did. We thought it was a good ending.
And I really enjoyed the ending.
I mean,
thought that it was
great. At the end of the day, like, how else were you supposed to? I mean, the whole show was called How to Get Away with Murder.
Right. So, I mean, like, she had to get away with it or else.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
Oh, sorry. but, you know what I'm saying? Like, it had to make sense.
Like,
it had to.
You couldn't go to prison for life. I mean, like, well, then you're a bad professor.
That would defeat the whole purpose of the show. So
exactly. So she had to get away with it.
Yeah, I liked the way that they ended it. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So glad that A Million Little Things are back.
Yes. Now we have our show back.
Show.
This Is Us is obviously back. Mm-hmm. So both of those shows.
Did This Is come on yesterday? Do we have a new episode to watch? I don't know.
It might be. Yeah, I think they took a break on Thanksgiving, and then it should be back this week.
Did they knock on the door again? Are these the people? The contractors?
No.
Somebody knocked on the door.
No, that's probably Chad Jr.
I keep hearing things.
She hearing stuff.
That's crazy.
She went big-eyed, too. She's like...
I know, because it sounded... Like, and it's interesting because Oscar has not barked either time. Normally, he's like... doing the most, but I guess he's on a break right now.
He is. He's on a bark
like,
break.
Like, I ain't fooling with y'all.
Bark break.
So, anyway, what else?
I think, I mean...
Should we get into some questions?
Let's get
I don't
into
know if
some
I have
questions.
Any
I can't think
thing else,
else
that has happened. I feel like I'm missing something, but maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay, question time then.
All right, question time.
Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions.
All right. Which one you
all
want
to shout right. Let's do the Love and Sex book.
Okay.
number 157.
Oh, I literally opened up to 155.
Did you really?
And then closed it.
That's
I
so
was
funny.
Right there. It's hilarious. What is the most romantic thing you have ever done or had done for you?
I think the most romantic thing that was done for me was our very first date, like official date.
Oh, that was a good one.
Carriage ride. We went downtown to this restaurant called St. Elmo's. It was just like, it was perfect. He gave me a promise ring. Yeah. It was awesome. It's so funny though, because I remember that you had like, we sat down at the table and he had like set it down on the table. And I think I was so busy eating or she looking at the menu or something. And he was just like, "You don't see this box?" I was like, "Oh, you set that there?" It was the sweetest.
Because I had the waiter bring it.
Yeah, it was the sweetest date. That's probably like the sweetest thing anybody has ever, the most romantic thing. I'm trying to think, what was the most romantic thing that I've done?
Ooh. For me?
Yeah.
For my birthday?
This year?
Yeah,
I think
great.
So. Yeah,
it was great. She always does sweet little things. We've always done, there's our little sweet little things, but like that was probably.
This year was, I surprised him with a hotel stay and we, you
know.
A
few other things. Woo! Girl. Don't get me started.
I pulled out all the tricks out of the bag,
goodness.
It was popping, all right? It was great. And then we had like a couples massage. Like, that was a really good time.
It was. It was a great
time. A nice little staycation. It was much needed.
Staycation. And it was a great room, too. I think that we definitely, we would definitely do that again because it was just
absolutely.
A great little room.
Yeah. It was just nice.
It was really nice. So,
I feel like all couples need to do that. Have a staycation. At least once a quarter. Somewhere.
I agree. I think,
once a quarter. At this point, if you want to go out, travel somewhere, go somewhere. Because 2021, I'm going somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
But even just in your city, like pick an Airbnb, pick a hotel, and just have a day or two.
Yeah, absolutely.
No kids,
it's just important. I think that would be.
It's very necessary.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Right, which book do you want?
It's the same one.
Okay.
Still with 73.
I feel like we've answered this question before. Have you ever talked with people much older than you about their experience with sex?
No.
Well, I think we talked about this because I said I was going to ask Nana about it.
We have talked about that.
Still have not asked her. I should have that conversation with her.
77.
What in someone's life, for instance, religion, occupation, ethnic background, age, health, or marital history, would keep you from marrying a person marrying a person you had somehow already fallen in love with? So basically, were there deal breakers here, like religion, occupation, ethnic background, blah, 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 blah?
I think that out of any of those, the one that would be... I don't know if it'd be a deal breaker, as long as there's a conversation that can be had. I think that religion,
yeah.
You know, what I mean by that is, it has to be, a crazy difference between our beliefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, mine are completely off from hers. Hers are completely off from mine. And where it can, potentially throw a monkey throw a wrench into the thing about... how we're going to raise kids and how we're going to build our family, the foundational, core values that we're going to raise our family on. I think that would be tricky.
Mm-hmm. Tricky.
Because that's more than your past is your past.
Yeah.
Your mistakes or your past mistakes are your past mistakes.
Excuse me.
If people judge you off of all your past mistakes,
sheesh, would anybody ever get anywhere?
No one would ever be able to move on.
Yeah.
It's
that's true.
Like if you were judged off of your past mistakes every day, all day, and you're never ever allowed to grow or benefit or change or be given that opportunity, do you think that would be fair to you? You probably wouldn't like it. So then why would you in turn do it to someone else?
Yeah.
But a religion is a belief.
It's a
core belief, right? So it's much different than what you've done in your past.
Yeah.
So I think that would be the trickiest one of those.
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
Yeah.
That'd be the one.
It'll be, yeah.
They're trying to be unequally yoked in this mug.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. We need all the yolk. All the yolk.
So silly. Do you want to do another question?
Yes, we can do another question.
From the Love and Sex or from the other book?
Well, it's for you. You have to pick.
I'm going to do it from the other book.
Oh, with the other book.
Let's go with...
God, you're so fine.
Thank you, love. Mm. 36.
36. Right. What's the story behind the time when you got locked out? You ever got locked out? Car, or your house?
I have been locked out of my car before, but I mean, I couldn't tell you the story. I was just being irresponsible and not being non-observant, probably, and just getting out. Before you could, like now, I can't lock myself out of my car.
Exactly.
Like, it won't lock. So, before...
You could do it all the time.
Yeah, I feel like that question was kind of... Yeah, I mean, do you have like a for real story of like, okay, you just pick one for me, go for it.
Let's see.
Make it good. Locked up. I thought she was going to say, I thought she was going to say locked up. I was about to be like, y'all ain't ready for that? No.
That's all hilarious. What's the most important thing about you?
What's the most important thing about me?
Yeah.
I think that this is an interesting question. Like, what does that mean?
Or, okay, what's the most important thing? Let's just change it to make it our own. What's the most important thing? What do you think is the most important thing that people should know about you?
Okay. I think for me, the most important thing that people... should know is that I'm trying to figure out how to say this.
She got body yaddy 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 yaddy.
There's a lot more than what meets the eye. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot, and it's good stuff, not like bad stuff. But I think that if you know me. Well, when you get to know me, mm-hmm. you get in there and you get to see it. But from the outside, you may not get everything. So I think that's the most important yeah. thing that when you're dealing with me or thinking of Gabrielle, like there's more to what meets the eye. Like there's so many layers of me, so many facets of me, and you can't see it all unless you are like in my personal space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, if it, you know, yeah, definitely personal space. It's mm-hmm. definitely going to be, I would agree with you. Yeah. I think I've always thought about the whole, you know, living the lives that we live on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and posting our, you know, obviously with, you know, for, you know, all of the people that support us and love us or are encouraging, mm-hmm. you know, there are a few that are the opposite. And I think that, you know, in this world that we live in, like, you know, it is that, people always say don't judge a book by its cover, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, influencers or people that live their lives, you know, YouTubers that are they're sharing their lives, that, it, you know, they do, sometimes they do get judged, right? Mm-hmm. Just based off of, you know, one thing they say or one video.
Yeah.
Where you're just making a judgment in that moment. But what happens is if you don't make that judgment and then you start to like maybe crack open the book and start mm-hmm. watching more and you seeing how they interact with other people
yeah.
or, you know, you can, I mean, I think that that's when all of the peeps that are very supportive and have been with us for years, they have gotten, they've allowed themselves to look as deep as they can
yeah.
on a video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And really to see how we tick, you know, mm-hmm. and like how we are with our family, how we are with our kids, how yeah. we are with each other.
But even still, there's always going to be that barrier because absolutely, it's different yeah. to watch us and, you know everything that you've been presented on social media versus being in our personal space and interacting yeah. with us. And you know what I'm saying? So even like it's always a great feeling when we meet people and people are like, y'all are just like y'all are on camera or y'all are mm-hmm. so nice or y'all are, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, we are like the people that know us, know that we yeah. are like the same people, camera on, camera off. But until you have that yeah. experience with us personally, like
then you can, some
you
people
don't
can
really
be,
know. Yeah.
They can think that maybe there is some, you know,
Yeah.
That we're not that way, yeah, you know, all the time. But who we are is who we are.
It's legit who we
on
are.
On and off the camera.
Yeah.
Like that's, and I think that that's why, I like to think that that's why God has allowed us to be able to do this for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we've been able to just be ourselves.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, and I think that that is where, you know, the peeps have been rocking with us forever. Y'all know, like, mm-hmm, you watch our first vlogs to our last vlog that, you know, we posted, you see that we're the same people,
yeah,
but we've grown.
Right. I mean, as everyone
does. Should,
like, I mean, over 10 years, if we ain't different people,
yeah,
then...
if we're not different people for the best,
yeah,
you know,
in
for the better,
some way.
In some way, then yeah, there's an issue there, yeah, right? You know, we should never want to be our 10-year-old, our 10 years past self.
Right.
We want to be who
right
we are, you know, so I think yeah, that's a great
one. So, yeah, I think that's a good one for me.
Yeah.
Like, just, there's more than what you see on the outside.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, people get caught up on the outside.
Yeah, no, she's...
But it's a lot. You get in there. You in there.
Exactly. The thing about Gabrielle is that she's just very... she is introvert. She is an mm-hmm introvert. You know, she can be... she's so good at just being herself on the camera because we've been doing it for so long. And she, and, you know, she has this comfortability
yeah
in, of being able to be herself, you know? but she is an introvert, you know?
Yep.
And for me... I'm an extrovert, but I think that I'm more introverted on camera.
Mm.
You know, like there's times where I'll come out.
That's a good point.
You know, like I think it's the opposite for me. Like I can be.
That is really interesting. I don't think I've ever thought of it that way.
I think
before.
I'm a bit more introverted on camera.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because this man don't mean no strangers, honey.
Yeah,
have a
exactly
conversation
so,
with anybody about anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so I think,
yeah,
it's, anyway, I think it's because maybe there is a lack of one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
There is no conversation when you're filming to the
right
camera, right? There is no conversation. You can spawn conversation by asking people to interact.
Yeah,
but there is no actual,
so away,
there's
yeah
no feedback
so
right in that moment when I'm saying it. So sometimes, you know, I'm excited about something, but, you know, if I'll tell y'all on the vlog, but then I'll go find Gabrielle so I can get some feedback.
Yeah.
Because
yeah
I'm excited about it. Like, I'm the type of person that if I have something to say, I say it. Like, you
mm-hmm
know, and good, bad, but, like, I like the feedback. So
feedback
yeah, but I think that's good. I think that's the same.
Is that
like
a good answer for me?
I think it's a great answer. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
so why don't you answer the same question then, or do you want a different question?
No, I like that question.
Okay.
I think for me, I would say I mean, I think there's a lot for both of us, but I think for me, like, the I think that people don't, you know, if you don't do this for a living, you don't, you know, live in this social media world for
mm-hmm
a living, you know, like you can get confused as to how much work is being done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for me, I really, the amount of stress that I put on myself to provide is crazy. Like,
yeah,
like it's, and it's, you know, probably too much sometimes.
It is.
But
we're doing it unnecessarily.
So, but it's that, so, you know, and that's not for anybody else to, you know, congratulate me or tell me I'm doing great on it. It's about, like, I think that people don't realize how much work
mm-hmm
that goes on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just literally talking to a camera and then editing it. There's so much more to this business that, you know, that, you know, we've been blessed to do,
mm-hmm,
but it's, so I work hard. That's simple as that. I think I think that, you know,
I was like, what's the thing that you're getting
that, you
at,
know,
but it's that you work hard.
Yeah. And I
absolutely
think, yeah. And it's not even, you know, that's the truth right there for
mm-hmm
sure. I work hard.
Period. Like,
period.
Before Gay Babe TV, like, that is you.
Yeah, that's me.
Like,
I work
you've
hard for,
always excelled.
Yes. For my wife and my kids, like,
mm-hmm,
that is my, like, that is what
yeah
I do. Like, it's not, the success means nothing to me if my, like, that just means nothing to me. Being, having people recognize me
yeah
means nothing to me. Like, it what means the most to me is seeing my wife and my kids taken
yeah
care of and
yeah
provided for. But it's a bigger thing with that. If I say this to say that, you can't always, you know, look at a man, like, and think that where they're at in that moment like means how much they're working, how hard they're working. Mm. If that makes sense. Like, if it's a good man that wants to take care of his business, take care of his family, you know, I think that, you know, as a man, I just want people to understand that, you know, a man that's trying to work for his family,
yeah,
like, I guarantee they're probably working harder than you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not always going to be like, hey, look what I did. I did this. I'm doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Good. Like, they're always just plotting, you're not, scheming, yeah, trying to figure out how to make
that's a good
the
point.
Next opportunity mm-hmm. happen for their family. And so, you know, this is just an encouragement to men out there. So if mm-hmm. there's men out there, like, you know, I see you,
yeah.
you know, and, you know, just keep doing what you're doing and never be afraid to, be like, hey, I'm working hard.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because
whether you see it or not,
whether you see it or not, like, it's okay to congratulate yeah. yourself or to uplift yourself saying I'm working hard. And that goes for ladies too, obviously. Yeah. But I'm speaking, you know, to my situation, but then to right. obviously to other men. So hopefully that made sense. But yeah, ultimately.
Yeah, no, I think that that's a great thing. Like, yeah. can't nobody take even nothing. Like, your work ethic, can't nobody take that away from you.
So
it's been like that since I've known you.
Right. Yeah, so. I had to work to get hurt.
You showed it.
So couldn't stop then.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Right? Okay.
Oh, hilarious. Do we have a sponsor?
We do.
Okay. Is it not time yet? I feel like we've been talking for a long time.
Oh, yeah, we can do it. You ready?
Okay.
All right, let me get it open here. All right, so jumping into our first and only sponsor for this here podcast, Little Spoon. So we've talked to you about them before, but basically a little bit about them. They have one simple mission: to make it easier for parents to keep their kids healthy without sacrifice or breaking the bank. Little Spoon's fresh baby food and kids' meals are just like homemade, but without the hours spent in the kitchen, huge mess, and expensive grocery bill. These days, parents are busier than ever. As you guys know, I'm sure you're very busy, just as we are, and Little Spoon gets that. So they ship directly to your door, with everything ready in just minutes. You can pop all of their meals in the fridge or freezer, whatever is the easiest for you. So Little Spoons, they actually have a baby blend, and they're made up of 100+ organic ingredients featured in a rotating menu of seasonal recipes designed alongside pediatricians and nutritionists. So best part, it doesn't break the bank, as we mentioned before, and there are no commitments, just $3 or less per meal. So for toddlers and big kids, there are over 15 different plates to choose from at any given time, and every recipe is packed with hidden organic veggies and superfoods to ensure your kid gets a balanced meal no matter what. And as I mentioned before, every single plate under $5, Little Spoon has seriously nailed it with the way they do things. Ship to your door under $5 for the plates, for the toddler and big kid plates. No commitments, ton of options, and, you know, our kids loved it, loved the meals as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, to make sure I reiterate it, all of the plates, the toddler and big kids are, you know, under $5, and then the baby blends are just $3 or less per meal. And if you want to check them out, you can go to littlespoon.com/try/LMO to get started, and be sure to use our code LMO to get $15 off your first delivery. So, check it out, littlespoon.com/try/LMO, and use our code LMO to get $15 off your first delivery. So, yeah.
Yeah. I swear every time you say LMO, I'd be like, LMNOP is what I'd be thinking in my head.
I know,
every
right?
True. Right? It's like code LMNOP, but that's not the code.
It's just LMO.
It's just,
for Let's Make Out.
It's funny.
It is funny.
Okay, so I asked my Instagram peeps what we should talk about, because y'all know we don't have no topic. I swear to you, 2021, we're going to have better topics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
that is the plan, at least. I think honestly, why we lack in having topics is that we don't make time to plan for the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, it's become this thing where it's like, okay, we have to do it every week. We've, you know, we've got sponsors. We need to be doing it, but we're not making time to sit down and actually plan the content we want to put over here. So shout out to y'all who are still listening to us just answer random questions and ask Gabe and Babes, which are really good a lot of the times. But I do want to come back with some like actual topics.
That's going to be a goal of ours to go is to come into 2021 with like
some for real topics.
You know, at least two of the podcasts a month, you know, at least two of those are actually like topics, you know, if not all of them, but so we're gonna figure it out. We'll get it. We're soliciting help. We will be soliciting some help and to get some good topics.
Yeah. So I asked the peeps. I said all that to say that I asked the peeps what we should talk about, and we got a lot of requests about like Christmas stuff. So like Christmas traditions while growing up, Christmas shopping pressures during a pandemic, financial stress during the holidays. Christmas traditions to keep forever, you know, quite a few about Christmas. So, I guess we'll talk about Christmas. So here's the thing. This is what I want to say about Christmas. Like, don't put yourself in a bad position come January just to say you did all of this and all of that for Christmas. Like literally shopping and staying within your means is what is important.
That's what's important.
Literally, it is what is important. I'm sure your friend, your boo, your mama, whoever,
and your cousin
and
too.
Your cousin, they should all be, you know, respectful of that choice. Like, don't put yourself, you know, don't overspend is what I'm trying to say. Like, no, don't overspend. It's one day out of the year, and it literally, it doesn't matter. Like, that type of stuff does not matter. Like, just to buy something, just to say you bought it, man, keep that. Like, honestly, I think that that's why people feel so stressed around the holidays, especially financial strain, because it's like, oh, I got to do this. I got to buy for this person. I got to buy for that. And it's like, do you really, though?
You always, like, you always hear about that, like, people... The holidays, some people are so excited for the holidays, but then some people are just stressed out at the holidays. And I think it is because you're putting
so much pressure
on yourself to get the perfect gift.
Yeah.
When maybe you don't need to get a gift. Maybe the person that you're trying to buy a gift from, like, that's why Gabriel and I don't put these, when we first, earlier in our marriage, we would stress ourselves out trying to figure out what to buy each other.
Oh my goodness.
It's ridiculous. But we are the type of individuals that if we want something and we've you know, are managed our money good enough, we're just going to buy it when we want it.
Mm-hmm.
Not wait until Christmas. That's just how we work.
Yeah.
So when it comes to that, when it comes to time for us to Christmas, we're like, okay, what do you want?
Yeah.
And just, you know, okay, buy it. Like, we don't, like, for us, it's cool for us to be able to get gifts for our kids and our family.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like for each other. But think about it. But all that to say is that if we put that pressure on ourselves to buy each other a gift when we know we've already got the things that we need or wanted anyways, it turns it from a fun experience to this stressful experience.
Yeah.
And then tack on, if you don't have the finances to do that, then it's just this extra burden that you've,
like, because you feel like you have to. I think that so many people go into the holidays with these expectations that, oh, this person better give me a gift, or I gave this person a gift last year, they better give me a gift this year. And it's just like, we put these pressures on ourselves, we put this pressure on other people, and it's like, can we just enjoy each other for the holiday? Literally, it's been a hell of a year. Like, can we just come together and celebrate each other, like, spend time with each other? Like, can you make something for someone for Christmas? Can you, you know, dial it back? Like, do your kids have to have 50-11 gifts? Like, I've been thinking about that too, like, because our children have gotten a hold of the catalogs. Thanks, Amazon. Thanks, Target. Thanks, Meijer.
Yes.
And Chad Jr. has circled everything. And I'm like, I just don't see the need to get you 20 gifts for Christmas.
He plays with about five
toys.
That
you'll play with.
Right now, he plays with about five toys.
Yeah, like, it's just...
And Reagan plays with maybe one.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think we've just been kind of going through this whole reframing of Christmas. And it's great to give people gifts. It feels good to give. I get it.
It does.
But if you don't have it, it's totally okay to skip this year. It is. Or it's totally okay to be like, you know what? I did something a little bit less this year because that's where I am. And I think if more people were honest about, man, I just don't have it, yeah, versus trying to, you know, impress everybody, yeah, like we'd all be in a better place. It's like you put this unnecessary pressure on yourself.
For what?
Somebody is, you know, unnecessarily feeling pressure that they got to buy this and they got to impress this person. And it's like, for what?
I think that this is a good opportunity too, to reset expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm sorry, but I don't want my kids to think that, you know, and that's on us. I don't want them thinking that they're going to get 25 toys,
yeah,
for Christmas. Like, I don't want them to have this expectation that they're going to just get everything, yeah, that they want, right?
Yeah.
And vice versa, that's kids, okay? But adults shouldn't be thinking that. They shouldn't adults be thinking think or expecting a gift from you, mm-hmm, just because it's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if there's those expectations of where if you don't get someone a gift and they're upset about it, well, that's their issue.
Yeah.
But that's also an issue that you need to reset expectations. I don't have to buy you a gift.
Right.
Like, you know, I think that it's not that you don't want to, but I just don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, you should not be expectant of a gift.
Yeah.
If you get one, it's called a gift. Like, you know,
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
But you shouldn't go through January 1st. You shouldn't be like, I can't wait till Christmas this year. I know I'm about to get everything I want. That should not be the expected,
yeah,
you know, thought process. So yeah, I think, you know, it's resetting expectations, you know, and that's also tricking yourself. Like, what am I actually doing this for? Why am I getting, mm-hmm, these gifts? You know, can I change it up a bit, you, mm-hmm, know? And that's something that we just, yeah, like you said, we're just, yeah, trying and talking about it.
Just think about it. Because it's nothing wrong with gifts. Like, don't get us wrong here. Absolutely. Like, some people, like, that's their love language. I get it. But
her mom, that's just her love language, mm-hmm, giving gifts.
But just stay within your means.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally okay if you can't get the $500 item. Get a $100 item. Get the $50 item and call it a day. Because people should be happy with whatever you decide to give them. So that would be my one thing about, like, financial pressures.
Yep.
Just do what you can and don't stress about it. Like, yeah. It's 2:00. Look at that. I have a therapy appointment. So we're going to have to come back and finish this.
Yeah, we'll finish.
Okay. Sorry, y'all. We back. I had my therapy, and then, yeah, we had to film another podcast.
Yeah, so that's why the lighting looks different, but yeah, that's all right. We're at the end.
It's been like a couple hours.
Yes, exactly. So. But,
So, yeah. What were we talking about? We were talking about Christmas, not overextending yourself.
Yeah.
Just do what you can and be grateful. If you're on the receiving side of a gift, then maybe it's not quite what you wanted, or you don't think it's good enough, just be grateful, because a gift is just that.
A gift is a gift.
It's a gift.
If your first instinct is nothing, it ain't good enough,
then
that could be an issue with you.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
I was going to pull up the other questions. I'm sure we've had more.
Now, unless, like, you're talking about from your spouse, and your spouse goes and buys himself a new car, and they get you a keychain. Okay. You got a keychain and you got a new car?
Yeah, that's not easy.
Then you can be mad about that.
I need to scoot over. Oh, yeah. Come on over.
Then you can be mad about that.
Yeah.
I agree. You can be mad.
Absolutely. Somebody said, no, I say no podcast during Vlogmas. Take a break. Thank you. We appreciate you for that. But please believe this break is coming at the top of the year.
Yes.
It is coming.
For all platforms associated with.
Yes. So another Christmas question was Christmas shopping for the kids, which I think we kind of covered. But there's this thing where you get like, is it five things? It's like something you want, something you need. Let me look this up, because have you heard of this gift giving?
No.
Like, you literally haven't?
No, I have not.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Five things for kids.
She's talking mad reckless right now.
Christmas. Why am I? The five gift rule for Christmas. So it's one thing they need, one thing they want, one thing they wear, one thing they can read, and one thing homemade. So essentially, I can't believe you've never heard of that before. It's like this, is the rule for getting gifts for kids, like five things.
Never heard of
it. I don't know that I could do just five things, because my thing is like, I get a little technical. Like, one thing they can wear. Well, I can't just get one thing. They need a whole outfit. Right. Like, I got to get the whole thing. But I think when it does come to kids, like, you have to look at your children. I mean, and it varies depending on the age of them, obviously. But like, what are they really actually going to play with? And I was having this conversation with Siege yesterday as we were going through them catalogs. Like, bruh, you do not need three different sets of action figures with 5 to 7 action figures per set. Like, literally, you just cannot play with all of these. Like, no. I'm like, show me the top five things that you just really, really, really want. And then from there, I'll decide, do you really, really, really need these things? Because, like we said earlier, they'll play with them for like a week or two. And then they'll be over it, and we got most stuff to declutter. Exactly. I'm tired. We got rid of tons of toys because of the fire. And I'm like, I'm not going back to that.
Not going back to that.
So, I'm not going back to that.
Yeah, it's one of those things, where you just,
But check out the 5 gift rule.
That's a start. It's a good thing to start. You know, I've never heard of that before.
You can like add more to it. Maybe it's a couple of things per category. But honestly, when you think about it, like, how much more do you need from that? Like, do you really need more than 5 gifts?
I mean, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Like,
I don't think so. Yeah.
So
would work.
You know, hopefully that helps.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
What's up, dude?
Man, we're almost done, okay?
Speaking of gifts, our son comes in asking for something. He's always asking for something.
Okay. Love you.
I was trying to look at all the holiday ones, because this is kind of like the holiday one. Creating new traditions for the holiday. I think that we did really good at creating our tradition. I feel like the one tradition we have for holidays is that we have like breakfast, like brunch on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And my mom and like Gracie and BJ and Nana, they all come over and watch the kids open their gifts. Yeah. Like, that's our tradition.
It is, and we enjoy that.
We invite, you know, folks over for brunch, and yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. But yeah, I mean, we wanna create a few more, like,
I know, but it's like, what do?
We're not just trying to find things to create. Like, we want them to be natural for us and something that we really enjoy. So I'm sure that those traditions will be built, you know, as the kids start saying, "Ooh, I want to do this," and if they really like to do it, you know, and then maybe, you know, maybe a tradition will be going to see the lights at the zoo or, you know, whatever. Yeah, but there could be traditions in different ways than just in your home.
Do they do it at the zoo too?
I think so.
Because I did buy lights. There's the art museum. They have this, you know, light show, and I bought tickets to that. But
yeah,
I think I actually completely forgot about the zoo. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look that up too.
I think the zoo does.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
So we'd love to know, what are some of you guys's like holiday traditions, Christmas traditions, like whatever it is that you celebrate around this time?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you like to do? Please share them with us. We'd
love to hear some of those. Read some of those.
Yeah. Let me see. I mean, I'm make sure that I'm getting all of the Christmas stuff. Oh, you know what? And somebody else says Christmas shopping pressures during a pandemic. If that's another thing we're talking about. Folks is out here, like, Christmas gifts should be the least of everybody's concerns right now. And I get it. Sometimes you're like, oh, I need something to just take my mind off of what's been happening. But, man, in this pandemic, folks better be happy they get anything.
I'm happy I thought about you. I'm of the belief that, like, you should never, why should you ever look for ways to put stress on yourself? You know, like, you're already stressed during a pandemic. Things are already going crazy. It's a weird year.
Yeah.
You know, probably, you know, might not be going the way that you planned or hoped.
Yeah.
Why throw more stressors on you when you don't have to?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, anything. Use this mug as a scapegoat, too. Like, you know what? It's 2020. It's the pandemic. I'm just not doing Christmas gifts this year. Merry Christmas. You're alive. Like, exactly. I don't even mean to oversimplify it, but you could totally be like, you know,
like, you know what? I've decided to buy you 2021 for Christmas.
How about that? Okay. Yeah. Just wait a few more days.
A few more days.
It's going to be here. Okay. Yes. Those were all of the holiday questions that we have that I see. We have gotten other things.
Which is good.
We will definitely keep these. We've got some questions about forgiveness and grief and how to make money and life insurance and all of the things. Oh, Christmas excitement shaming. Oh, this is an interesting topic. Decor, music, etc. So I think you're asking, like, what are our thoughts on people who are mad because certain people are celebrating? I think that if everybody would just mind their business, we would all be in a better place.
Like, people that didn't mind their business, they would be in a better place.
Like, I literally don't understand shaming at all.
Like,
what anybody else is doing or deciding to spend their money on or focus on.
Unless it affects you directly.
Unless it affects you directly.
Why are you so worried
about it? Why do you care? Like, I just don't understand it.
So much energy wasted on shaming others that don't care. with your time.
Do better with your time. Like, everything is not about you. Everything is not a major, like, statement. You know, like, just people, I think people find the wrong things to get worried about and get upset about. And it's just like, when you're taking it personal to even care, like, what I do for this holiday has, like, absolutely nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Like, why are you offended?
Especially if
why
we don't do even you know you, or if we do know you.
Right. Like,
it just,
I mean, let people celebrate. If people want to celebrate because this year has been crappy for them and they're just like, man, it's the end of this raggedy year, I'm about to do all the Christmas things. Let them do what makes them happy.
If they want to celebrate and it's been a great year for them, who cares?
Let them do
what
makes
them happy. If it
doesn't
affect you directly, then your opinion is not really important to them. Like, and it shouldn't be. If you're the one that's shaming people and you're doing stuff and someone is shaming you for something you're doing, do you care?
Yeah.
Like, so it's just, I think that people, stay in your lane.
Yeah.
In your lane. Like, so for to answer that question, someone shaming you or someone making fun of you because you want to celebrate Christmas, okay. If they were a friend, now you know they're not.
Right.
If they're a family member, now you know you don't need to have maybe as much of a communication with them.
Right.
Like, people show their true colors, right? Mm-hmm. And shaming and, you know, is a way that someone shows who they are.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like you have to do what makes you happy. Like, you putting up Christmas lights, celebrating Christmas, whatever the case may be, it's not out here harming nobody. Like, nobody is getting hurt because of your actions. Like, it's not illegal. The celebrating. And even to those who shame, like, religiously, like, well, it ain't really Jesus' birthday, why are you celebrating this you know, pagan holiday, blah blah blah, like, just let me celebrate.
Exactly.
It's fine, I still love Jesus. Exactly. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's totally okay. Yes. Like, it's totally okay
for,
yes,
it's, here's the thing, it's called your relationship with Jesus, not our relationship.
Yeah.
You're not in my relationship with Jesus.
I didn't know there was folks out there shaming people.
Well, there's people shaming for everything. Because I think that the people that shame somehow live in this world like they're perfect in some area of their life. And that's just a lie.
Yeah. Or I think that people get caught up thinking that their opinion is truth.
Oh, yeah.
Your opinion is your opinion. Like, there is truth and there is, like, not true, untruth, false. Like, there are clear-cut things that are true and untrue. But then there are... there's a huge gray area of opinion, and everybody believes that their opinion is somehow the truth. Like, I think that that's how we get here, when people shame and they judge, and it's just like, you can only base things off of your experience, but that doesn't necessarily translate to my experience.
And it doesn't have to.
Yeah, it's totally okay.
It doesn't have to.
It's totally
okay. We could talk about that subject all
day. I know, that's
long.
A whole other topic.
Yeah.
One more thing that I saw, Santa or no Santa? If you have children listening to the Santa, no Santa question, you might want to turn off or...
Yeah, turn it off right now.
Yeah, turn it off right now.
Yeah. We don't want to spark confusion.
Yeah, I don't want to... Yeah.
Well, for us, no Santa.
No Santa. But I will say that we did do Santa.
Yeah, we did do Santa.
For Chad Jr.
When
he was younger. And last Christmas, he asked if Santa Claus was real. And I asked him what he thought. And he said that he didn't think he was real. And I said, well, you would be absolutely right.
Yeah. So we had-
so he knows. And this is the same thing that I explained to Chad Jr. So for Reagan, we're going to do Santa until she's old enough to figure it out for herself.
Exactly.
I don't see any harm in it. There are a lot of people that feel like, nope, ain't no, you know.
But we don't answer to those lot of people.
Getting credit for what I'm doing. And I totally understand that. Yeah. I get that. You know, it is what it is. I'm totally okay with doing the whole Santa thing until she figures it out. Yeah. Like, we can set cookies out for him. You know, at this point, she doesn't know. Like, it's really only a couple years, 2 and 3. Y'all really know what Santa is doing. So it's really like that 4, 5, 6-ish.
When they start figuring stuff out.
When they start, you know, you can pretend for a little bit. But I don't feel like it lasts forever. I was great that he asked me that.
Absolutely.
Like, yes, I ain't got to, you know, play along with this. But, I mean, obviously then Reagan came. We had to play along for her. But, yeah, I think that, you know, that's our take on it. But, I mean... I'm totally okay with playing the game, the Tooth Fairy game. I'm okay with playing the elf game.
Like Gabriel said earlier, playing those games doesn't have to be anything deeper than playing those games.
Yeah. The Easter Bunny and all of the things. Yeah, like, so. Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. So that's just our take on it.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Each person has their own.
To each their own. But even, I think, even in when we did Santa, like, Santa, everything didn't come from him. It was like, this was your gift from Santa, but the rest of this was from us. Like, I think that that's how we did it. It wasn't like he brought all of this stuff. No, exactly. Mommy and Daddy.
His bag ain't that big.
Right.
Santa ain't got a bag like that. Santa ain't got no bag like that.
So that is one thing that we did to just distinguish between, you know, like, this was from Mommy and Daddy and this was from Santa.
That's right.
So, we'd love to hear your thoughts on that, too. What do you do? Like, with me, I mean, I thought about it. I mean, like, I was taught Santa, like, my mom played along with it. And I remember, like, in first grade, somebody telling me Santa was not a thing. And I was like, oh, okay. But I don't remember it being like this huge letdown, as far as I remember. How did you, like, do you remember when you were a kid? Like, did your parents talk about Santa, or it was just kind of like, Merry Christmas, this is what it is? Did y'all do Christmas big? I don't even know, like, what did Christmas look like for y'all?
I mean, if we went over to, like, family's house or something like that, they would have, I don't know, but I don't remember, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't honestly remember if...
Christmas was huge in my
presents
house.
Were, you know, from Santa, or if they were from, most time I got presents, it was from my brother or other family members, and it was just to me from that person.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? So,
but you didn't, like, wake up to a tree with, like, gifts under the tree? And
maybe when I was young, but I mean, I don't.
You don't remember?
Yeah.
Like, in your youth years?
I don't remember.
That's interesting.
I don't necessarily remember.
I remember having all the gifts.
She has all the memories of her.
My tree was stacked.
She has all the memories of me. I don't have any of those memories.
Shout out to Mom and Dad and Nana. I was also spoiled. I had everything.
She's
on
still
Christmas.
Spoiled.
Ooh. Who spoiled me, though?
I do.
Exactly.
She deserves it. Deserves it.
That's so interesting. I guess I never thought about that. What did Christmases look like for in your house? I think that's the first time we talked about that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Wasn't anything as amazing as it is here.
Yeah, we try to make it just like a fun time. Like, the holidays are my favorite time of the year. Hands down.
Yeah, so it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So hopefully you guys enjoyed. That's all we have on the Christmas, you know, topic for now. If you got more questions, feel free to ask them. Feel free to share your experiences and how you deal with things in the comments. Let's keep the conversation going.
Yes.
We would love it if you guys would rate and review this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to.
You can,
that, you know, just only helps to have other people find us and
grow the family and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, just all of the social media. Did you list all the social media?
I did not.
Okay. Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the support. We appreciate you, you know, just taking your time to listen or watch.
Yeah.
And
we love y'all.
Yeah, we love y'all. And please continue to keep those conversations and the questions coming.
Yep.
And we will answer them. We'll get to them.
We'll be back with another Ask Gabe and Babe next week.
That's right.
And don't forget to check out Vlogmas. on Gay Babe TV. Yes. We'll see you over there. But until next time, we'll see you guys later.
That's right.
Bye.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.